I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Reports out of Lansing are saying that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is expected to announce later today there will be an extension of the state's Stay Home, Stay Safe order. I had a chance to speak earlier today with 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi for her thoughts on the governor's plans, as well as other COVID-19 matters happening in Lansing. Here's more with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi.
What we believe she's going to do is just extend it to the end of the month to be consistent with the federal order as well, just so that we get past this bump. And, you know, we're feeling good. We know that the number of new cases in the Detroit area are leveling off. We haven't seen as many as we expected in the last day or two. That's a good sign. And if we continue that trend, you know, we're going to take it week by week after that April 30th deadline.
Your colleagues in the House and, of course, in the Senate came together to vote earlier this week on the extension of the state of emergency and the disaster declaration for the state. Now, the governor had asked for 70 days. You guys came back and said, let's do 23 to the end of the month. What were your thoughts on that vote and how it went and the governor's request?
You know, I think there were a lot of misunderstandings about that 70 days. It wasn't to push us all the way 70 days forward, but it was to give her enough room to where, you know, if after April 30th, or maybe it's, you know, the first week of May, if we feel that we are safe enough to reopen the economy, allow small businesses to start operating, you know, that's what she was looking for, that flexibility. My Republican colleagues wanted it a little more cut and dry. So we went back, and it was a resolution where we just approved extending it to the end of the month, to that April 30th deadline. And again, now we're consistent with the federal government, and I think that going forward, we're probably going to be a little more in step with what the federal government does, which is a good thing.
I'm curious, we're talking with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi here today. I'm curious, Sarah, when we look at this now, we're saying most likely the governor's going to say through the 30th. The federal government says the 30th. The state legislature with the other orders say the 30th. Is there going to be a requirement that, let's say, we get to the end of the month and there has to be an extension of the state of emergency? There has to be an extension of the disaster declaration. Will you and your colleagues have to meet again to make that happen?
We will. So no matter what happens, it looks like we will be back down meeting, you know, during either before or on the 30th, during that week, to either extend it or, you know, to even talk about how do we reopen the economy? You know, how do we make sure that we don't have another spike if this virus has mutated and we have to start all over again? So it's really a lot of coordinated efforts with medical professionals, a lot of coordinated efforts with the business community. And, you know, I got to say, everyone has really kind of come together and did this really well together, even though it's extremely inconvenient and there are a lot of uncertainties and worries. But I am very proud of, especially of the UP folks, on how they're handling this.
State Representative Sarah Cambenzi with us this morning. What are you hearing from folks here in the district? I know there's been some confusion. People are saying, well, what's an essential business? What isn't? What are they asking you?
You know, I think at first it was, what is critical infrastructure? Who qualifies as that? So it did take us a while to actually go through and talk with businesses and figure out if they do qualify for that. And then, of course, you had everything from, you know, people that had small projects at their house, can they still work on those with construction workers? And what we found was that, you know, we're not going to go out and police people, but, you know, what we do need to make sure people can do is if it does have to do with the critical infrastructure, making sure that projects are buttoned up, if you need a roof put on because you're building a new addition, you can go forward and do those things. And so we did have to talk quite a few people and businesses through what is that critical infrastructure and what does that mean. You know, the other thing is unemployment. I will say that that's been probably the biggest question that people have had on whether or not the money's coming through. What do they need to do to apply? And small businesses, do they qualify?
That's 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.